WA2FON, prospect. Anybody have a wind gust near them?
N2VU, nothing measurable, but a few branches down on the site.
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago, I had a gust here at home in this unit. It took down two trees, a couple of antennas, damaged one of the tower supports. I hear fire sirens going off all around. A number of branches.
NR2T Mobile, south of Corinth, on 9N, heading towards Saratoga. There's several trees down blocking the southbound lane.
Repeat that, please.
Started.
out.
R2T Mobile, just an observation. I noticed that the double O repeater is looks like it's down, as in off the air.
Okay, thanks for specifying. I would want to know if that tower is falling. Okay, call sign again.
November Romeo 2 Tango. Tango is apart. AR2T. AR2T.
Okay, you're mobile where?
Lake Luzerne, and I actually just pulled in my driveway. And just an update on the 9N condition from Lake Luzerne south. I would be very careful going down that road. A lot of debris, people driving around it and not being very careful. So keep your eyes open if you're traveling south towards Saratoga on 9N and R2T.
NR2T, thank you very much. R737, good one, N2VU.
R2T, out.
Are there any stations with observations of severe weather? Check in and share your observations in case we get a call from Albany for any reports. N2VU standing by.
WA2FON.
WA2FON, N2VU.
Yeah, as I noted before, I've got one tree down, about a 60-footer. Another one that would be down if it wasn't for the other trees that are still supporting it. Unfortunately, that's the one that's supporting the end of one of my dipoles. So I've got that antenna down, the 160-meter loop down, and a vertical antenna mast collapse, and a little damage to a support bracket on my tower, small tower. And some small branches down. So some gusts took out a few things here, but I've still got some other antennas. WA2F.
Okay, if asked, they'll want as specific QTH as possible. What could you share? Maybe an intersection besides the town?
Randall Road in this view.
Received. Thank you. Appreciate it.
KD2BVA Mobile.
I'm perfect.
Good afternoon, David. N2VU, any observations?
Nope. Just came out of the building I was in. I'm headed home. Are we in the middle of a skyward net?
Not officially. Just gathering info in case you're all ready to call.
Excellent. I don't know if you've heard. I think I figured out what that noise we just heard was.
Let me guess. Annoying?
No, I think I figured out its source.
Yeah, I know. I was being facetious.
Oh, come on. You know I'm too literal for that. No, I guess, I don't... The way it was described to me, it has something to do with the timing of the county's simulcast system. But it's been getting worse and worse for them. Apparently, whenever it tries to resynchronize or whatever, it turns on their entire simulcast system. Every transmitter lights right up, and it coincides perfectly with the noise. So we're getting some intermodulation from them.
probably could send him a nasty letter, I suggested, but I don't think it'll work. Hopefully the problem will be resolved, because if it's a problem for us, I'm sure it's a problem for them. But I have noticed it getting worse. With regards to the weather, it's going to be some strong winds, rain, and thunder still for the next 20 to 30 minutes at the rate that it's passing right now from south to north. Salem's still getting smashed or drenched with some super heavy rain. I didn't launch the net because there was no calls from Albany. But just noting a few people were talking about some trees down on the roads or trees down in their yards. Two trees in the back here broke in half after a pretty severe gust. So just noting some of that. There was some hail reported from Saratoga. Small, no specific size, just small or light. And right here, it's clearing toward the south, but still some heavy gusts at times. And to the...
NQ YQT with an observation.
Say again, Ryan.
NQ YQT with an observation.
Go ahead.
9N in Hall Hill Road in Luzerne is a tree down, not in the roadway, but it did scatter debris in the roadway. No utilities involved. And an objective observation there, and subjectively, there's a line of Time Warner trucks heading toward the current area. So, as a note to anyone that might have some trouble with their internet right now, and two YQT.
And I got one for you, too. And two for you. Thanks, Ryan. All noted. Go ahead, David.
All right. Stoddard Street, corner of Sanford and Glens Falls. Power lines down in the roads. City police is on the scene, and there's a lot of debris on Sanford Street, so yeah, there's an observation. Line's down.
And to view Glens Falls, Sanford, and what's the cross street?
I believe it was Stoddard. It's a little ways behind me now.
Okay, unfamiliar with that road, just so I get it right, what's the spelling on that?
Sierra, Tango, Oscar, Delta, Delta, Alpha, Romeo, Delta.
Okay, I copy that. Thank you. I have that noted. Ryan, unless there's any further, I'll assume that's it. And to YTT, and to the...
Nothing further, just small debris in the roadway. And to YTT.
Received. Thank you. Any other stations with observations relevant to the weather? N2VU.
Sierra, Tango, Oscar, Delta, Delta, Alpha, Romeo, Delta.
Okay. I copy that. Thank you. I have that noted. Ryan, unless there's any further, I'll assume that's it. And to YTT, and to the...
Nothing further, just small debris in the roadway. And to YTT.
Received, thank you. Any other stations with observations relevant to the weather? And to the...
been activated, and one Indian wants to know.
Read you. Standing by in case they make the call, they being Albany. So it's kind of a standby stage of Sky One.
Okay. Now the power just came back on here, and everything's good. No trees blown over, but I was actually watching them move. The trunk in the ground was moving. Never seen that one before.
All right. I've got multiple trees uprooted on MacArthur Drive and a number of trees broken over on Ridge Street right at that corner. It looks like they've got Meadowbrook blocked off here. KD2BVA.
I doubled with you just for a couple of seconds. Sorry about that, David. I got Ridge Street trees down. And what was previous to that?
Multiple trees down across the road on MacArthur Drive. Multiple trees down across the road on Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook is currently blocked off. Ambulance and sheriffs and the city police on the scene. And there's a couple of trees over and into the road, but you can still get around them on Ridge Street.
All noted. Thank you. Bernie, are you at the school? Because when you said over here, I'm not quite sure where that is.
Negative. I'm at home. Just trying to call my wife now.
Okay. So that tree came down, or you saw it almost come down? Attending to the phone. Ryan, I know you're mobile. David, I know you're mobile. And WA2FON, I believe, was a base. We'll assume commercial power. WA2FON, are you also battery backup or just commercial power?
Listen for a little bit. I'll pass on anything I see. Right now, I'm coming up on exit 12, heading north, and I don't yet. So, let you know. N2KMF.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Let me know if you have any observations. Supposedly, there was some trees down on the north way earlier. From some of the gusts, as the system was making its way northbound. So, let me know if you see anything. N2VU.
every time they key up for fire control or PD, we're having issues here. So because of the weather, it's obvious we're going to have a lot of interference. So please stand by until the interference drops. Hopefully there won't be too many other dispatches as the weather makes its way past our area.
All right, when they're transmitting normally and it's not trying to resynchronize or whatever it's doing, we don't hear any of that. If they're transmitting while it tries to resynchronize, it doesn't resynchronize and it keeps trying. So, if our repeater is on the air when it's trying to resynchronize, we hear it.
Yeah, well, the system is obviously stumbling a lot because since I started this at 1650, so it's only 20 minutes ago, every single time there's a dispatch, we're having the noise. It's just too coincidental. So it's especially today. I don't know if because of some rain fade and that's affecting the syncing, although I think they have several antennas as a source for the time. Well, actually, there's only one main one. Either way, I'm noticing that the interference is every single time I'm hearing something on the scanner.
Well, normally it looks like a dead T with no audio. I wonder if you're here. Yeah, so on the... looks like a kerchunk. Extended if they're transmitting. But if they're just transmitting normally and it's not trying to synchronize, then we don't hear it. Jamie did talk to Brian about it yesterday, and they're going to see what they can do, and we might add another circulator or a couple of other things on Prospect. I'm not sure yet.
All right, thanks very much, David. Are there any other stations with observations? Call now.
And stations.
I didn't get the whole call. November 2, over the others. Go ahead.
November 2, Hotel Sierra Papa. Donald, just want to give you a heads up, don't know if you copied or not. Pilot Knob Road, just catch the numbers, tree down onto a garage. So that's on Pilot Knob Road, tree down onto a garage.
Okay, got it all. Thank you very much, Sean. No, I didn't copy the first call. Is that where you are right now in that area? Is that just the one incident or anything else in that area?
Just the one incident in that area so far. No, I am not over there. I'm at my station in Bolton.
All right, thanks for sharing the info. Any further, is that it for now?
That's all I have for right now. That's 2HS.
Great, thanks very much, Sean. If anybody finds anything and you have my number, you could also text it to me and I'll note it as well if you can't get through with the interference that we have. M2B, listening for any other observations.
This is N1 Indiana. Donald, I switched to battery power and I'm available as needed.
All right, well, nothing else. We're getting to practice for this. When I call Aubrey, I don't know if they'll be interested in this or not, but at least I'll have this to share with them.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be out of this here quickly. Almost the sun's shining right now. But anyway, I'm available. N1 NDN.
It's noted. Thank you very much, Bernie. N2, are you listening?
Donald, did we ever get you set up with NWS chat? You could be reporting man in like an IRC interface kind of thing directly without having to call them.
No, I don't have it set up. I'll work into doing it though. Thank you.
hit the nail right on the head. It's annoying. Maybe you can hear it.
N2B, well, I'm sure they're motivated to get it addressed, but if this was an actual emergency, as they say, this would really get in the way of handling traffic for both us and for them.
Yeah, I guess as of Tuesday, there was some pressure being put on the county from some of the higher-ups in the county to make sure it gets resolved as soon as possible. I think that's all I know about it.
Northeast from State Route 9 and Luzerne. Northwest, I'm sorry.
Great. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. 73 for now, N2 to you. I go to the phone.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Romeo Sierra on the portable. N2PRD, WV2ERS. WV2ERS, good afternoon, Mark, how are you today? Pretty good. A couple of minutes ago I had the radio on and I kept like the weather net was on, but I don't hear anybody on there now. We're not sure what happened with that. Is it over or what? Anyway, it's kind of cloudy, 55 degrees though, but the wind looks like it's kicking up pretty good.
Currently I'm on Route 3 coming through Saranac Lake right now. It's raining cats and dogs right now. So I've been doing that the whole way back to Blatchford. Went down for my doctor's appointment today. I had my stress echo done.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I hope everything's all right. Yeah, sorry you're getting that kind of crappy weather. I'm sure it's coming our way, because it is really windy down here. Anyway, let me make a call here. N1NDN, Bernie, you around? WV2ERS?
Okay, I guess not. N2V, just want to let everybody know. Just
Okay.
Standing by, I'm not sure if there is a net in operation or if it's over or what, Mark. But anyway, WB3R is standing by in the event that W2WCR is active.
WB3RS, N2BRU returning. Okay, Mark, very good. I think that N2BU was running a net, and I think he had a report to file, so he may be back, and I'll go ahead and relinquish the frequency back over to net traffic. N2BRU mobile, clear and listening. I'll be riding along.
Let me see if I've got this. N2BU name is Donald, straddling the Warren, Washington county line here, not too far from the airport. It wasn't an official net that was called. I was standing by collecting information since Albany did not call for a net, but I just shared as much information as came that I got in, and they were very grateful for it. If there's anything else, let me know, and I can do it again. And to VU, if there are any observations, please call now.
N2BU, WB2ERS. Well, we have overcast skies and it's windy, but it's not raining yet. Well, now, and I'm sure that Mark, N2BRD, would have a good report for you in Saranac Lake. N2BU, WB2ERS.
All right, can I have your name, please, for the log? Before you go, WB2ERS from N2VU. Can I have your name for the log, please? Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't clear. I thought he was referring to somebody else's mark.
N2VU, N2PRD Mobile.
Go ahead, Mobile.
Call is November 2, Papa Radio Delta. Name is Mark, Mike Alpha, Romeo Charlie. On currently Route 3 between Saranac Lake and Tupper Lake, and we've got heavy rainfall. Temperature's 39 degrees.
All right, I was writing as quick as I could. Between Saranac and where? And that's a significant temperature drop. So it seems it was warmer there. By at least 10 degrees just a few hours ago. Your observations again, please.
Affirmative. Observation is 39 degrees, and we are between Tupper Lake, Tango, Uniform, Papa, Echo, Radio, Lake, Common Spelling, and Saranac Lake, New York. Copy?
Yep, okay, and besides down trees, well, actually, you didn't say down trees, you said you still have some hard or heavy rain, and I can see that reflected here, looking at the radar. Are you observing any trees that are down, power outages, or anything else like that?
Severe work-related, and just check the home station here via the internet, and we've got winds of about 8 miles an hour, and gusting.
Interference came in, but I did copy what you said. All right, noted. Thank you very much. If you spot anything else, just let me know, and I'll share it with Albany.
Can I get your handle there, Omen?
Yeah, name is Donald. D-O-N-A-L-D. That starts with a D. Not Ronald, it's Donald. Call is November 2, Victor Uniform.
Donald. 73 is on the right along with me.
Roger, 73. The interference is squawked, and I will be forwarding it to the county, so if anybody's wondering, I don't think there's a need for numerous reports. I'll be sharing that along with this log. N2V is standing by.
N2VU, N2KMF. I'm home, but I'll put the 2-meter radio on at home just in case. Out.
All right, thanks for your reports, and I will speak to you later. I appreciate everything this afternoon. N2VU, still listening.